Army Sergeant Kimmel Watt was supposed to become an American citizen today. Instead, this soldier born in Jamaica was given his U.S. citizenship at his funeral last month. He was just 21 when he was killed by a roadside bomb in Baghdad. NPR's Jack Zahora has this remembrance.
Kimmel Watt tired of sitting around the front steps of his buddy's house. It had been a couple months since he graduated from high school, and he already started to feel that he'd never leave Brooklyn. He wanted to see the world and was glued to footage of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I see that he really loved it.
Naomi Watt says she didn't try to stop her son from enlisting because of his strong will. She says it was that characteristic that kept him in school and away from drugs, while some of his friends were getting in trouble. Although, she'd take some of the credit.
I always remember that part all the time, telling me I'm an instigator, telling me I like to go in his business. And I said, I have to know your business. And we just laugh it off. We don't argue. He doesn't argue.
So for 3.5 years, she supported Watt as he served in South Korea, Germany, and then Iraq. There, his unit was in charge of moving supplies.
He was giving out water and food to the Iraqi people.
If you click on Watt's MySpace page, his profile plays music by rapper Lil Wayne. And you can never play me. I'm from uptown, baby. There's also a picture of Watt dressed in fatigues. A member of his platoon, Specialist Adam Lindstrom, is linked to the page. Lindstrom says Watt was a soldier's soldier, a man that could be competitive and yet crack jokes to keep the mood light. But on June 3rd, Watt was killed when his Humvee struck a roadside bomb in Baghdad. Family and friends post messages on his MySpace profile expressing their disbelief that he's gone.
Couldn't believe it. Like, I never thought I would say the day where I had to say that he died.
Henry Bell lives only a few houses down from Watt's Brooklyn home. They've been best friends since Watt emigrated from Jamaica when they were both 6 years old. He opens up a laptop and browses through pictures of them partying.
But look at him right here in this one. Crazy.
Some of the photos show Watt on break from his tours of duty. He's laughing with friends, dancing, and there's plenty of drinking.
He had a good time that night. He ain't even remember where he fell asleep at that night.
But Bell remembers that during that time, it wasn't only fun and games. He says Watt didn't want to go back to Iraq, that he was scared.
He told us, like, yo, it was getting crazy out there. Like, he saw people dying this time. The last time he came, he sounded like he was starting to get nervous about it.
Bell goes back to his computer. He stares at another photo of Sergeant Kimmel Watt smiling with his friends, sitting on the same front porch that he joined the Army to get away from. Jack Zahora, NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.